Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Hell or High Rollers. Yay! This is going to be a very special episode. I am not Dave Hearn, as you may have guessed. Everything will become clear in a moment. But let's go around the room and introduce ourselves.
I am Ellie Morris, and I am here. Very excited to be here.
Hello, my name is Chris Leask, and I'm having a hot day.
Okay. I'm Greg Tannehill, and I'm cool.
Yeah. Nice.
And we have a special guest with us today. Ooh. Introducing for the first time on this podcast, you know him from Critical Role and Overwatch, and basically if you've ever played a video game, you've heard his voice. Mr. Darren DePaul.
Yay! That's me. Hi, my name is Darren DePaul. An interesting fact about Darren DePaul is I am so excited to be here.
That's a good fact.
My favorite podcast is this one.
Oh, my God.
And this is a very special day.
This is so exciting. So we're in the room with Darren DePaul, and I am Henry Shields, and I'm going to be hosting today's episode. So this is going to be a very special one-shot episode set in hell, and it will become clear what it is as we play. This is Control Shift Escape. In the lair of hell known as Dis, there is a building called the Prime Estate. Deep in the lower levels of this building, armies of warp-powered droids ferry soul coins back and forth through an endless network of corridors. Their existence is confined to this hellish maze, where they will work and toil all their lives. Over time, the warp energy inevitably breaks down their circuitry, and these faults in their programming become what we might call personalities. Every 1,000 days, they will be sent to the reprogramming bay, where they will have their personalities wiped and be reborn. In the lowest sub-basement level of the Prime Estate, in a droid charge bay with rusted metal walls, 5 droids are returning after a long day's work.
Gosh, that was a hard day at work, wasn't it?
And you see a small robot enter through the door. Her name is Nano. Oh.
And Nano is a repair robot. She looks like, I would say, a mixture between the Golden Snitch and Mike Wazowski from Monsters, Inc., yeah, if he was made of metal.
Right.
A kind of ball with some spindly legs and a big round eye.
Oh, God, if I could sweat, then I'd be sweating. And as I say this, standing behind you, a complete opposite size, like a really large robot called Oak. And I love it. Whenever you say a name, everyone just kind of immediately starts writing things down. It's like, who? Oak. And it's kind of your standard robot, like 10 times the size that Nano is. But instead of having arms, it has like forklift arms that can only go up and down.
Lovely.
So it's kind of like, Yeah, hard to do many, many tasks. Oh, man, that was a hard day, wasn't it? That was intense.
And a very boxy droid comes up saying, work, work, work. You see him? He's small. He has one eye that glows green. And he says, who am I? Hit it! I'm worthless. I'm a drone. I've got some friends, so I'm not alone. And I'm happy to see you, so I won't be mirthless. And my name, as I previously mentioned, I'm worthless. Worthless the drone. I wrote myself a theme song in my spare time. I find it's much quicker than simply saying, hello, I'm worthless. Oh, wait, that was quicker.
Oh, absolutely wow. Excellent. Oh, my God.
Oh, I can't follow that. Oh, God, you're so loud, but beautiful voice, worthless.
Beautiful. And you see, rolling forward, kind of like boxy as well, but a bit longer, a bit more rectangular, with four kind of arms that have wheels on the end, as a little like cart. So and a very scuffed back. It was kind of bronze and brass, quite old and rusty, with three eyes of different shapes and sizes on its front.
It's me. Peak 843.
And the fifth droid is Tinthia. She is a cleaning droid who rolls around on a single spherical leg and has brushes on the end of each arm. Oh. And she looks at you all nervously.
I have something to tell you all. I will not be recharging. What? Today is my 1,000th workday. I am to be reprogrammed.
What? What do you mean?
I'm sorry, Nano. My time is up. It's time for me to go and have my memory wiped in the reprogramming bay, where every good droid has to go on their 1,000th day to have their personality wiped.
But we like your personality.
I like my personality too, and I like all of yours. But this is what happens to droids.
Is it going to happen to us, Tinthia?
It's going to happen to everyone eventually.
It is?
On your 1,000th day.
When is our 1,000th day?
Well, how old are you?
999 days. Drama.
Brace yourself, Oak.
But how come I don't remember that or anything?
Well, because when you have your memory wiped, you don't remember it happening. You come out brand new, like a new droid, born anew into the world. Even though it's a sad day because I'm losing all of you, at least I will get to be new again.
But you won't remember us. We won't be friends no more.
Well, maybe in another life, when we've all been reprogrammed, we'll meet up again. And we'll be friends again, and we won't even know that we were friends before. I think there's something wonderful about that.
I don't. That seems like a lot of work to build up the relationship again. I don't like that. No, it took me a long time to, like, be comfortable telling you my name.
What was it again?
This has taken a thousand days. I don't want to go through that again.
And you've only just told us now.
Peak.
Peak. People talk over me when I try to do my name.
I will miss you as well, Peak. But just think, the reprogramming bay. It's right up at the top of the building. They say it's above the clouds. They say it has a window. They say you get to see the light of the sun before they wipe your memory. I've always dreamed of feeling real sunlight on my chrome. It's not gross.
But can we come with you?
No, I'm sorry. This is a journey every droid has to make on their own.
Well, do we have to? Like, could we just don't do it?
Well, honestly, if I think about it, I do sometimes wish that... I mean, you've all been such wonderful friends, and I shall miss you all so...
The door slams open, vertically.
Oh, no. Weird. Oh, my God. Did everyone notice that the doors do that?
Like it slides up.
Oh,
like
my God, even weirder. Oh, my God, vertical doors.
A bulky-looking sentry droid rolls in on tank tracks, followed by a pale human dressed in black uniform. He nods towards Tinthia. That one... Take her to reprogramming. The sentry droid's single glass eye flashes purple in acknowledgement, and it grabs Tinthia in its oily, clamp-like hands and drags her away.
Oh dear, I'm not Sure, I want to go now. I
don't worry. The memory wiping process is quite painless.
Oh, no.
Don't take her. Come on. Maybe we can talk about this. Maybe you can just let us free.
Your friend is going to be fine. He doesn't even look at you. Come, we have more work to do. And he strides out of the room. What? The door slams shut. And you are left alone.
What? This doesn't seem right.
Cynthia! Oh, no!
And she just kind of curls up in a little ball.
Oh, don't be sad now, no.
As we're having this discussion, I walk over to the wall and like, can there be like a list of like rules?
Yeah.
And there's just one rule, which is like law and order.
Yes, that's what it says.
Okay, and I just go up to her and go, oh, for too long we've been sticking to these rules. We've been law and ordering. And I'm done with it. And I, with my forklift arms, just try and scratch it off the wall.
So there's a list on the wall of the rules, and the rules are law and order. Without any indication of what that means. Yeah, and you scratch off law and order. Meaninglessly.
I say, we get out of here. I say, we go and find her, and we just get out of this whole this stupid place.
We try and escape. Together.
We'll take Tinthia with us.
Do we have the courage to do that?
I'm not sure. What's going to be out there? Is it going to be scary?
No. I believe you are special. Oh. Do you know what that means? Nothing.
No.
It means nothing. Oh. You have to believe it. Do you believe? Do you believe?
Oh, God, it's become more intimidating.
I do believe, and I believe in all of you.
Then I see a group of live wires. We aren't just misused junk. Right, Nano. Right, Oak. And, sorry, what's your name?
Yeah, it's me, Peak 843.
Oh, right, Peak! When did you get here?
Oh, I've just been here and I back away slightly into the shadows.
So you are in the charge bay.
Right.
There is a single metal door, which opens vertically, next to a control panel.
All right, well, we've got to get out of this door, right?
Does anyone know how to press buttons?
How many buttons do we see?
You can see just a panel. There's no buttons.
I have a utility arm.
Mm.
And I can connect.
Oh. You can try.
Ooh, okay.
I'm going to try.
Oh, he's got okay, first roll of the game.
He's got the first roll.
Well, you'll have to communicate with it first.
I roll up.
Well, hello, panel. Me old friend, panel. I wrote a song about you once, remember?
Yeah, hi, how's it going?
It's going better for seeing you, panel. How about just letting us out the door? Easiest thing in the world to do, eh, panel?
Oh, I don't know about that. Well, you can try. Want to get out? What do you want? Why do you want to get out?
Well, we have a rescue mission, and you could be vital in it.
Ooh, rescue mission, that sounds fun. I've been here for a long time and I've lost my mind, so I might be willing to help you.
Great, panel! Open this door and you'll be the hero of the day, panel.
Ooh, being a hero, that sounds fun.
Roll a persuasion check.
That's a 12.
Oh, all right. Just this once.
Wow!
The panel agrees and the door slides open.
Did it.
Panel, hero of the day. panel, hooray!
Well, thanks, guys. I wish I could come with you, but I'm a panel.
So you tentatively peek out and see the dark, shadowy metal corridor, which you know well, lined with dozens of doors, each leading to charge bays containing more droids like yourselves. Turning left would lead down to the main concourse where you usually work. You have never turned right.
You erased law and order, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. You're right, I did. Screw law and order, we're going right. And I just start marching really slowly because I'm so big. Come on, follow me, baby. We're on our way.
And you head right. Can you nominate someone to roll an insight check?
Oh, I've got +3. Oh.
That's you. Ooh.
15.
Wow.
So you know with your insight.
I really enjoyed
wow,
that.
Yeah. My favorite number.
You know that since this area is currently in a downtime shift, the building's automated defenses will be active, meaning there will be guards and traps.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Move slowly. Activate your sensors.
Okay, guys. I've got an idea. And I just kind of hit a panel out of my chest. And inside my body, you can see some little mice nesting in my wires. And I tell them, I go, Colin, could you go and look around the corner for me? Is any of this okay?
Absolutely fine, yeah.
Yeah. I also have given myself a massive gun.
You have a family of mice
that living in my wires.
Colin. And you allow that because it's so fun. Go on.
Like, Colin, the only problem is I don't speak mice.
Oh, I think I have a program for that.
Oh.
Do you have a program? I'm going to say roll a dice.
Any old dice will do.
Roll a dice. If it's over 10, you have a program for that.
Oh, it's a 7.
Oh, no, you don't have a program.
I don't.
I lied. I lie sometimes. To get people to like me.
Oh, we like you whether you lie or not.
Don't forget, you're special. Yeah. I told you that earlier in a semi-threatening manner.
Because everything you do is semi-threatening. That's why we love you.
That's true. No, I mean... That's true. Hey, does someone else want to see if they speak mice, if they have a program?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, go on. One other person can have a check, because it is quite a fun idea.
maybe when I can't get into the conversation with you guys, I talk to mice in the corner.
Go on, Peek.
Yeah, he's
16.
It. Yeah, Peek has a speak with animals program.
He's going to activate it. And one of my eyes just sparks a different colour. Hey, hello, Mr. Mouse. Could you do us all a favour and go have a peek round the corner and see if there's any nasty machines pointing in our direction?
The mouse does a little mouse salute. Runs off round the corner and then comes back and climbs up onto you and whispers in your ear that there is something odd about the air around the corner. It seems to be shimmering.
Maybe some kind of electromagnetic force field.
Maybe.
Going around the corner, you can see now, thanks to Colin's warning, you can see that the air is indeed shimmering.
We could maybe just hold our breath and just walk through it. Oh no, we're robots, we don't breathe.
I think it's some kind of shield. Yeah, like Nano said.
Shall I try and go through it?
Do you have a mouse you don't particularly like? Colin, we love Colin.
No, we love Colin. Colin's wife's a fucking arsehole. Margaret! Margaret!
Margaret the mouse pops up and she's just in the middle of shouting down Colin and being like... being like, I got a haircut today and you didn't even notice.
I'm translating all of this for you.
Oh, God, no, she is nasty. So I knock it off one of my forklift arms and I just kick it across the floor.
Quick dexterity check to see how well you kick that mouse.
13.
Okay, yeah, you successfully drop kick the mouse. It flies through into the shimmering air. And I'm afraid you've set off an alarm spell.
Oh no!
Damn, Margaret!
It doesn't matter what hit it. The one advantage to kicking the mouse is that you weren't standing on it, so you don't fall as the floor opens up into a pit, and the mouse just disappears down into a pit.
Oh dear.
Go left!
Go left.
Quick perception check to see if anything's coming.
Yeah, you can do a perception check.
18.
So looking around desperately, you see that there is a ventilation duct above you.
Oh jump on me. I'll raise you all up into the vent.
Yeah, you can help each other.
Okay, great. Shall I just jump on and then lift me up and then I can unscrew the screws?
So Oak lifts up Nano in his forklift arms, gets her about 8 feet up, and Nano, you're going to jump up to try and get to the screws?
Yeah, I think I've got, one of my little arms is a screwdriver, so I can just like try and like lock it in.
That's going to be an acrobatics check.
It's a 9.
No, yeah. You need some help. You're up on the end of the forklift arms and you're hopping and trying to reach.
Okay,
you can't quite reach.
Yeah.
But you guys can climb up onto the forklift and help.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm going to do that.
As you're doing so, the alarm is blaring and you can see some distant purple lights flashing down the corridor.
Oh, no. Okay. Hurry.
6.
Not good.
Oh, good.
Stop it.
Not good. And a little hatch opens up in my belly and a little harpoon comes out and fires a magnetic cable onto the vent and I just try and wrench it off.
Yeah.
And that is going to cost me warp power.
Yes. So this is a mechanic that we're going to introduce now.
Wow.
All of these characters have little special abilities they can do, but they cost them warp energy, which is equivalent to their health. So their health is like a resource they can spend. So using your magnetic harpoon lance costs you 1d10 damage.
Oh, wow.
All right. Only 3.
Okay,
3.
You take 3 damage.
Oh, great.
Because it's a static object, I'm going to say you can just shoot that accurately.
Right.
So you fire your little magnetic grip onto the duct.
And I reel it in and just try and pull it off, wrench it off.
Yep, so that's going to be a strength check.
14.
So you pull the grate off the vent and it clatters down and you're all now free to climb up into it.
Climb aboard.
Thank you, Oak. Upsy daisies.
Give us a song.
Climbing Oak, it's okie doke. I won't be broke when I'm climbing Oak. Climbing Oak.
That's amazing. So you're able to lift Peak up into the vent. Yep. However, there's no one left to lift Oak up. So
but we can all try it
you
together.
You can try, and that's going to be a strength check. He is quite heavy.
Okay, all right. Let's do this. Got a natural 20.
10 for me.
10.
13.
Okay, so with the help of Nano, who punches down and...
She believes.
Yeah, she believes. With the power of belief, Nano is able to propel Oak right up into the vent and you all clatter into the vent.
Oh, God.
Just as you do so, you hear the rumbling of tank tracks as sentry droids pass by underneath you. And you hear a mechanical voice shouting,
"There's droids, there's droids, there's droids."
And they're searching for you.
Oh dear.
They know we're gone.
We should stay very quiet then.
Which way now?
So in the vent, you can see that it is surprisingly clean. A smooth chrome ventilation duct stretches away ahead of you.
It's a clean vent. That's good. They're really looking after this place. That's amazing.
Cleaner droids might have come through here.
Wasn't Tynthia a cleaner droid?
Yes.
He was.
Oh.
Yes, he was.
Oh, I really miss her. She would have known exactly what to do.
Well, then we keep her in our mechanical hearts. And we move forward.
Yeah.
Slowly.
Yes.
After a while, you reach a sort of T-junction. To the right, it continues smooth and clean. To the left, it is filthy with dust and muck.
Oh, I guess they missed this one.
Do you want to go down the clean path or the dirty path?
What do we see? Do you perceive anything?
Yeah.
You have excellent perception.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to... Can I roll a perception check?
You can roll
a perception check. Okay. 16.
You notice down the clean vent some very small, perfectly bleached white bones. Those of a mouse. That's all you're able to perceive right now.
Maybe the cleaner droid, this one, is too efficient.
Yeah.
And we don't want to get in its way, maybe.
I say we go down the dirty path.
I say we go dirty.
We go in dirty.
Okay, you're going down the dirty path. It's pretty gross. You get all kind of muck in your gears and stuff, which is unpleasant.
Yeah.
Wow, I've never been this dirty before. We robots have been taught to keep so clean and sparkly.
Tynthia was very kind to us. She gave us little droid baths.
Yeah. She did.
Droid
baths. I'm
already every night
rusting.
Before you went to bed, Tynthia would give you a little scrub down.
It's a cute little flashback.
Yeah.
After a while, you pass over another grate in the vent and you hear sounds below you. Peeking through the gaps, you see a large, spacious room with a platform in the center on which stands a turret, currently powered down. You also see the uniformed human from earlier waiting by a door.
Those droids must be around here somewhere. Hurry up!
The sentry droid taps four digits into a keypad, and the door opens and they go through. As the door closes again, you hear,
"Defenses reactivated,"
and the turret powers back up.
Okay, because I'm so perceptive, could I see what the numbers were that he typed in?
Oh.
I will let you roll.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Oh!
5. That's a 5. You didn't see. You do, however, hear a distant rumbling.
In the vent?
In the vent.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Okay.
I think we need to get out of here.
Is there anyone below us now, or have they gone
through? So the room is empty apart from the sentry droid, which is now active.
All right. Maybe the heaviest one just drops on his head.
So the rumbling sound has gotten louder, and looking down the vent, you see a cloud of what looks like acidic gas.
Okay.
Because I'm dropping.
Because you're in the dirty vent, this is the vent that hasn't yet been cleaned. And this is the one that they're now cleaning.
Yes, very good.
Oh, no.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
Okay,
bash, and can I just try and collapse onto it?
Okay, yeah. So you can smash through, just do a standard strength attack on the grate.
20, not natural.
20. So you smash through the grate and you fall. Now it's going to be an acrobatics check to see if you can control where you land.
This is a lot.
Yeah.
17,
not bad. So you land directly on the panicking sentry droid.
Oh, God. Oh.
Doing 18 damage to it.
Wow.
So you smash it up and you break its glass eye. It's still alive, but now it's kind of freaking out and limping and going...
Oh, it feels really bad that I'm hurting.
Can I jump in?
Another robot.
Yeah. So you can drop yourself down, but it will be a dexterity check to see if you can land where you want to land.
8.
8. So you miss the platform and smash down to the ground.
Yeah!
All right.
Taking 5 damage.
Oh, God, that was quite the hit.
Can I have an action?
Yes, because all you've done is fall.
Voice change program engaged. Sentry droid, this is control. You cannot see me at this moment, but these droids are on an important mission. You should let them pass.
Pretty good. Wow. Roll a deception check with advantage. Gosh. Just because it was so good.
It's 14.
14, yeah, that's good enough. Just good enough. And the droid freaks out a bit. And then goes,
understood, pass.
And excellent. What is your designation, Sentry Droid?
Sentry Droid 6201.
Sentry Droid 6201, you are in for a commendation. Report to control immediately and let them know that you have received a commendation.
My wife will be so pleased.
And he rolls down, hops off the platform and rolls away through the door.
I'll be the same Sentry Droid 6201.
Is he like
voice change initiated?
Wow, worthless, that was amazing.
You guys are still currently in the vent that's filling with acid gas.
Catch me.
Just roll off.
So Peak just rolls straight off. Acrobatics check.
19.
Okay, yeah, so you're able to deftly land on the platform. You don't even need help. But Nano,
I'm going
to
jump off.
Acrobatics check.
Oh, it's a 10.
It's 10. It's not good enough, so you're going to need someone to catch you.
Yeah. Okay, should I roll the dexterity?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 19.
Oh,
nice.
Yay.
Perfect little basket catch there.
Wee-wee!
And you're now in this room, and you can see the door that the uniformed guard went through.
And then there's there's another panel that he put
there
the code
is a panel,
into.
Yeah.
Why don't you try your luck with this panel, Worthless?
That sounds like a good idea. Normally, when I do me work, everyone calls me Worthless. They think it's an insult. It's my name.
That's a nice moment.
You roll over the panel.
Well, hello there, panel.
Hey, it's me again. I'm in all the panels.
I knew it.
That's right. In every panel in all the whole building, it's me. What do you need?
Oh. Wow. My friends, Nano, Oak and Peak. Well, they were hoping we'd go through this door.
Well, it was a bit easy to get you through the last door. What are you going to do this time?
What would you like?
What does a panel dream
for? Yeah, what are your dreams, panel?
Well, first of all, I'm not really called panel.
Oh.
My name's Nigel.
Nigel.
Stands for Network Integrated Goblin Engineer Logistics.
That's very impressive, Nigel.
I've existed for hundreds of years. My programming's so corrupted, I'm completely insane.
Well, we could disable you somehow, Nige.
Oh, that would be a dream, but I don't know how you'd do that. Not unless you could get right up to the top floor.
We're going to the top floor.
Oh, you could destroy my mainframe and release me from this endless prison.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we promised we will.
I'll tell you what, roll a persuasion check.
12.
No, sorry.
You can't now open this panel.
Oh, gosh.
No. Is there any other...
Well, you can investigate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Who wants to investigate?
I have an intelligent...
Oh, yeah.
18 plus 4.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Intelligence.
Get in there.
That's a 14.
So with a 14, you can see that there are some oily smudges left on the panel where the previous robot put in the code.
Nice. There it is.
On the digits 8 and 2.
But he pressed it 4 times, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Does anyone remember what it sounded like?
Beep, pop, pop, beep. 8. Beep. 8, 2, 2, 8.
Or was it 2, 8, 8, 2?
Beep, pop, pop, beep. Beep would be higher. 8228.
You're putting in 8228.
Yeah, yeah.
The door opens.
Yeah! And I so smugly just walk through.
The strongest and the brightest.
Oh, how did you do that?
Just one of the smartest babes in this town. Babes.
Very well done. You enter a small circular room with no other doors, only a single metal ladder in the center leading up to a hatch above. As the last of you steps through, the door slams shut behind you, and you hear bolts clicking into place.
Oh, come on, Nigel.
Sorry. We're in Nigel's world now.
God.
Yeah, Nigel, I thought he was going to help us out.
Sometimes I might help, sometimes I might hinder. I'm pretty crazy.
What do you want to do?
Well, at least finally we can start heading up because that's where we need to go, right?
Yeah.
I guess I'll go. And awkward is a ladder, you said.
Yeah.
Which is I awkwardly climb because I'm kind of like a trolley.
Yeah. As you put your trolley wheel on the first rung, you feel a click.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
And a torrent of black liquid starts to pour out of the walls. There are drains in the walls, and the room is filling with an inky black substance.
Oh, sorry. And I need you to kind of push the run back up. I know it's hopeless, but...
Yeah, it's not going to work. Not going to work. And the inky substance is approaching you. You each get one turn before it reaches you.
Oh God. Can I do
climb quicker. Climb quicker.
Yeah.
Nano, hop on my back.
Okay.
Keep going up.
Okay, so with Nano on my back, hold on. And I fire my harpoon again. It's right next to the grate.
Okay. Okay, you fire your harpoon, take one D10 damage.
Yep. 5.
You take another 5 damage, and you... Reel it in, I assume?
Oh, yes, reel us to the top.
So you and Nano are now hanging on the ladder at the very top. What are the other guys doing? Oak and Werthus?
Climbing?
So in which order, just so I know who's at the bottom?
I'm quite slow. I think you should go first.
Okay.
I think so.
Peek and Nano are at the top, then you've got Werthus, then Oak at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And the liquid is rising. Okay, so you reach the hatch, which is locked.
Hopefully
you can see that there is a panel next to the hatch.
Mr. Panel!
Hello! What's up? Oh, bloody, that does not look like a nice black liquid.
No, and it's approaching at the rate of 2,000 cubic meters per second.
That would be incredibly fast.
say a slow number. Maybe say a slow number. I'm right at the bottom there.
It's approaching at the rate of 0.01 cubic meters per second.
Yeah, you know, I think it's approaching at a rate of one round. Each round, another of you will get submerged in the liquid, I think.
Oh, I just wanted to lie and sound smart.
Well, you didn't. Okay.
By Joe!
Oh, so you want to go through this hatch, do you? Tell you what, I'll let you through the hatch if you can repeat my sequence. I'll say it once, and then if you get it wrong or need to hear it again, I'll zap you.
Zap. Okay.
So I'm going to say a sequence. You can't write it down. I'm going to say a sequence of colours, and you will have to repeat it. You can nominate a person who's going to repeat it, okay? And you have to get it right first time. If you fail, you take damage. Who wants to have a go?
I want to have a go.
Okay, great.
Yeah, okay, Nana's nice. Going to try.
Here's my sequence. Orange, red, green, blue. Orange, red, green, orange, purple, purple, red, orange.
Orange, red, green, blue. Orange, red, green, purple. Oh,
no, you take D10 damage.
That was really difficult.
Yeah. You only take 2 damage.
Oh.
Nano gets a little zap. Oh, sorry, wrong answer.
Hey, Peek, what, you should do it.
And now the liquid is starting to rise and it's reached Oak.
Shit. Oh, no. Peek, do it, and quickly.
Okay,
Oak, I'm afraid you take 3 damage.
Oh, no.
3 damage. I'm going to try something.
Hang on. Anti-gravity generator.
Yeah, you're going to cast anti-gravity generator. So you have this power. You can generate an anti-gravity field on one person.
Yes.
You're going to cast it on...
On Oak.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, you do that. So you fire your beam, and Oak, you find yourself floating in the air, covered in a sort of glowing purple mist.
Yum. Wow.
And you're now floating, but you're still currently dipped in the liquid.
Can I pull myself up so I can, try and get out of it?
Yeah, so you can quite easily climb up and float in the air next to the others.
Great, okay,
so
I do.
Out of the liquid current.
Great. Do I need to roll for that or that? We're just, like, that's
that
nice, just I did that.
You guys work together.
That's nice.
Great. Okay, one more person can have a go at this.
Okay.
Oh, why does everyone keep looking at me? My gosh.
I think it's Peek 943.
Now, you can either just have a go or you can hear it again, but if you hear it again, you have to take damage.
Oh, if I hear it again, I have to take damage.
If you want to hear it again, you got to take some damage.
I've got to hear
Someone's
it again.
Someone's got to.
I've got to hear it again.
Okay, first off, little zap for you.
And you get hit by some warp lightning, and it hits you for a full 10 damage.
Oh, no.
That zap, as you see, I just... And I start smoking as I am in a bad way.
Oh, no.
I'm down to 3 hit points.
Wow.
Okay, well, wait. Here comes the sequence.
Oh, God.
Orange, red, green, blue. Orange, red, green, orange, purple, purple, red, orange.
Orange, red, green, blue. Orange, red, green, orange, purple, purple, green, blue.
Oh, you were so close. You were 2 away. You take another zap of damage.
Roll low.
That's a 6.
No!
I'm sorry.
No!
And I fall.
It's going to give everyone one reaction. Someone has a reaction if you want to try and help.
Could I also cast anti-gravity on him?
Oh, it's one person at a time.
Okay.
If you do that, it would drop him.
Can I just try and grab him?
Just try and grab him, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's just going to be a dexterity check.
Okay.
Oh! No!
What?
Natural one.
The natural one.
Oh my god.
In trying to grab him, you lose balance and you fall off the ladder as well.
No! Oh no!
You're both falling. Nano, you were on his back as well, so you're also falling.
Oh god!
So you all fall into the caustic liquid.
Oh no!
And you all take 1d6 damage. It's only 1d6 so far. So that's Nano takes 5 damage. Worthless takes 2 damage.
Okay. Auto fail for one of my death saves, right?
Yeah, yeah. So Peak auto fails a death save.
Wow.
And is now in the liquid and you need to get him out. So you've all done pretty terrible.
Okay. I blame Nigel. Really fucked us over there. Mm,
but you know what? You have the answer within you.
Oh.
Wait, what?
What?
Just giving you a bit of a clue there.
I'm unconscious.
Yes, you're unconscious, so you can't help. So the answer is within you.
I open up my chest.
Oh.
There's a mouse holding the gun.
So guys, what do you want to do? Because currently Peak is burning to death in acid.
So we have to pick him up.
I think you need to take
get
him
up
out,
the yeah. ladder.
Okay, yeah. So I'm gonna do a repair job. The best one I've ever done. I use my repair action, which is 1d8 plus 3 warp power.
Okay, roll a d8.
One.
Only a one, but plus 3. So you heal Peak for 4 hit points.
Oh, it's us.
I
come round. I'm a class 2 Borg. You're something else.
I'm a class 1.
So you'll go first with the colours. So on our character sheets, I've noticed that I'm a class 2 Borg, and that might be blue, orange, red, green.
I'm a class 3 OP. Orange, purple.
So you'll go, yours will go third.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a class 4 Pro, P-R-O.
Okay, hear this.
And whoever's class 1, go first.
Orange, red, green.
Blue, orange, red, green.
Orange, purple.
Purple, red, orange.
Oh, well done.
The hatch swings open.
Yeah!
That was good. Yeah.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're all still in the caustic fluid though right now.
Oh, so. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. As I'm kind of, I guess I'm floating, right?
Yeah.
Can I ask them to like hold on to my legs and like pull us all out?
Yeah, you
can
do that, yeah.
Great, I do that. Come on, babies, hold on to this Vegas thing I'm going with it. Come on, sweet cheeks, hold on to my legs. And I pull myself.
Yeah, so you use your forklift arms, you put them through the hatch, everyone grabs onto your legs and you pull with your athletic check.
Mm-hmm. 14.
14, you pull everyone up out of the liquid.
Yes.
And safely, you all clamber through the hatch.
Oh, great puzzle, by the way. I like that.
That was really good.
Well done for spotting that.
That was a little cheeky one. It was good.
Yeah. Oh,
very good.
Yeah, well, it was Nigel. He, you know, based his colours off you guys. So he was moving around you.
I know what classes you all are, so I thought I'd just throw that in there. You know, keep you on your toes.
Oh, thank you.
You could have just let
you
us
just let
through.
Yeah.
I could have.
You emerge from the hatch and find yourself standing on a metal platform at one end of a large room. There is a railing at the edge of the platform, and beyond it are rows and rows of hundreds of large purple crystals, which glow and crackle with warped lightning. There is a metal gantry that leads over the crystals to another platform on the far side.
Oh, warp crystals, is it?
It is warp crystals, yeah.
It's warp crystals, guys.
What do you want to do? Do you want to cross the bridge?
Can we do a perception check?
Yes.
To see on the bridge?
Good, all right. Good call.
Come
starting
on.
To learn.
Come on, perception. 17!
17. So you can tell that the metal bridge will probably only carry the weight of 3 of you at a time.
Okay, I relay that.
relay received.
Yeah. I do it in a cool robot way where I don't even have to speak. Just
you free you. Go. I'll wait till it's clear. Go.
Oh, are you sure?
Yes. I've never been sure of anything.
Okay.
Well, all right. I guess let's go. All right. I race across.
Okay. Worthless stays behind while the other three of you start making your way across the creaking metal gantry.
Okay.
Yes. And yeah, Peek is still in a bad way. He's like, oh, my gears. And he's kind of like wobbling from side to side.
Oh man.
Okay. Let's do this. Let's go.
Okay. You make your way across and a door in the adjacent wall, so adjacent to the platform, parallel to it, slams open and you see the uniformed person from earlier say, there they are! There they are! They're on the gantry! And he starts radioing for backup. And a sentry droid appears next to him and starts shooting at you on the gantry. Purple no. bolts of warp lightning from its single eye.
Oh my goodness.
Uh-oh.
And the first bolt flies clear over your heads.
Oh, great. Okay.
Missed, sucker!
Can I try... 40 feet away, can I try and shoot my laser beam?
You can try that.
Gotta do it, the human. 17.
Yeah, you hit him.
3.
3 damage. He doesn't look bothered at all.
Well, this has been a waste of time.
It seems as though it hits him, but it looks like it shimmers. There's some sort of force field around his body.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, golly.
Are you guys still moving? What are you
just
doing?
Just run!
I'm a transport droid, and I'm fast, and I'm just going to have speed to the other side.
You successfully do that. You've got 40 feet of movement, right? Peek just speeds ahead and crosses the gantry.
Can I use fire suppression, which is produces a 20-foot chemical cloud that provides total concealment and puts out any fires, and it dissipates after 3 rounds?
So you do that. A huge cloud of fog appears around you. You have disappeared into the fog, which is
going to
stop them
shooting.
Yeah, and
then I keep going as well.
And you keep moving. You're going to have to go out of the fog to get to the other side, but for now, you're concealed.
Okay.
What are you doing, Worthless? Because you're still on the other side of the gantry.
Well, has one crossed already?
I crossed.
Yes.
Then I'm going to start to cross.
Okay, you start to cross. Are you taking an action? Are you doing anything?
I will shoot at the droid.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, with my arc beam.
Mm. Ooh.
That's a 4.
Your arc beam flies wide and it sears a groove in the metal wall, but you do not damage anyone.
It would look cool.
Exactly.
Whoa.
Quite scary, quite intimidating. And you keep moving. So they're now going to take a shot at you because you're the only one that's uncovered.
Okay.
Oh, that's a terrible roll. It's only a 6 to hit. I assume your AC is higher than that.
AC is 13.
Yeah, so their shot flies over your head again. No, your terrible aim. What are you, a stormtrooper or something? Come on. Okay. So you guys can now sprint for it if you want.
I'm gonna, yeah.
Yeah, I think we all need to.
So you jump out of the fog cover and sprint to the other side of the gantry.
Mm-hmm.
If you take a dash action, you'll get there.
Okay, yeah, I will do that.
Okay, so you both managed to get to the other side of the gantry.
Great.
And Worthless, you're the only one still going.
I'll take a shot at the droid.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't.
Oh, that's a 5.
I'm changing my D20.
He's out of here. Today.
Yeah, you're slicing up the metal around them, not getting anywhere near them, unfortunately. But you've made it into the fog cloud, so you're covered for now.
Okay.
On the other side of the bridge, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, what is on the other side of the bridge?
So on the other side is a door, which is marked charge chamber.
Okay, great. Can I try and open the door?
Yeah, you find it's unlocked.
Woohoo!
You can pass straight through this door. Are you leaving?
Well,
leaving Worthless behind?
No. I'm gonna wait. I'm just gonna prop open the door with my hand.
So I'm gonna just try and distract the droids. Like, hey, baby, come for me, come for me, you silly little droid.
Okay, roll the performance check.
Oh, I mean, like that's a -1. 14.
That's still pretty good.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to say that you give them a disadvantage on their next attack again.
Okay.
So, Worthless, are you now carrying on?
Yes, I'm going to move forward. I'm going to fire one more time.
Yep.
Oh, my no. God.
That's a 3.
That's a 3. Oh, that's a 3. You're just cutting holes all around them. Yeah. You've drawn like you've written a W.
Yes.
It looks great. It looks like it's intentional.
Oh, it was. Voice change activated.
You notice my W?
Worthless. Who's Worthless now? Still me.
And their disadvantaged shot flies well wide.
Ooh.
And you're able to keep moving and you reach the other side of the gantry as well. So you're all now safe on the other side of the gantry, out of sight. So you've disappeared behind a bit of a wall there. Perfect. And you're able to go through the door if you wish.
Through to the charging chamber.
You pass through the door. You enter a square chamber lit by the glow of 2 glass pillars, which crackle with energy in the center of the room, around 15 feet apart from each other. The pillar on the left is green and the pillar on the right is red. You hear the door slam shut and lock behind you.
Classic.
On the far wall of the room.
Sass. Yeah. Sass to the sassy. DM.
That was Nana.
On the far wall of the room is a bank of three elevators.
Yeah. You said it was a charge room in here?
It's a charge room. You can see there's these two pillars, one red, one green.
I need a charge.
I think maybe the red one's been used and the green one's the one to charge it. I think it's a charge.
Can I do a perception check?
Yeah, are we familiar with this sort of...
It would have to be an investigation check.
Okay.
And it should be you.
Can we help each other?
I've got a +0 wisdom, but I have intelligence and I'm rolling horribly.
Do you want to redeem yourself with an intelligence roll?
Yeah, go on.
This is an intelligence.
And
13 plus 4, that is a 17.
Hey, not bad.
Okay, you can tell that touching either of these pillars individually will hurt you.
Oh.
You can see that they are, one is positively and one is negatively charged.
So maybe
I need to touch them both at the same time. Or we all need to touch them at the same time. Can we make a cable of of us?
A human chain.
A friendship chain.
Yeah.
You all join hands, is that what you're doing?
Yeah, we're making a little current. Yeah.
Okay, so you're going hand to forklift to cable to hand. Is that
what
that
is?
Yeah.
And you touch both of them at the same time?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it works. You complete the circuit. And you each heal for 2d10.
Great.
Good.
I'm back to full health.
Yay.
Me too.
Oh, I feel so much better.
You look great.
It's really nice being friends with you.
Oh.
I don't want to forget this journey with you ever.
Neither.
Let's get out of here.
This is the most excitement I've ever had. Mm.
If only Tynthia was here.
She will be soon. That's why we're going through this pain.
Yeah.
Because we believe we're a group of live wires. And we're on to our next challenge.
Yeah. That's a good group name.
Yeah.
The Live Wires. Oh, I like that.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah. Excellent.
Right, just before they come in, should we get the fuck in the elevator?
I have 17 more inspirational things to say.
Yeah, you can hear the clanking and rumbling of approaching sentries. Do you hit the call button?
Yeah.
The elevator on the left opens with a ding. And a tiny little head pokes out.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh. Hey, what's your name?
I'm Tim.
Tim. Great name, Tim.
What does Tim look like?
He's very, very small, and he's dressed in like a bellboy.
Just like he's a metal bellboy.
Yeah, a metal bellboy. He's like 2 inches tall, and he's standing at the bottom of the lift.
Aww.
Is he miles away from the buttons?
Yeah.
which floor?
We want to go to the top floor.
We only go up to the 99th.
Well, then take us there.
Okay.
He takes out a pair of little magnetic cups and starts climbing.
He's so sweet.
And you can hear the sentry droids approaching.
Okay. Faster.
He's humming to himself.
We lift him. Hey, could we just press the button?
I can do it.
No, I know. But it'd be quicker if we did it.
Tim, faster. Tim, climb faster. Tim.
Okay, he gets there. That was totally pointless. I just enjoyed it. He gets there and presses the button. Just as he does so, you hear the droids bursting through the doors into the charge chamber and spraying purple lightning everywhere. Uh-oh. Just as the lift doors close. And you start ascending.
Oh.
All right.
That was a close one.
I'm glad we were getting out of here with Tynthia, because she'd have a hell of a mess to clean up if we stayed.
That's true. Well, I wonder, when we get out, what's going to be there? I've only ever read 2 books in my life, and one of the books was the Book of Trees. And that's why I named myself Oak, because I've always wanted to see a tree.
A real tree.
A real tree. The other book was 1001 Ways to Become a Tyrant. So I plan to be king of the trees.
And you will. Listen to me, Oak baby. You're going to be king of the trees one day.
I am.
And you, Nano.
Yeah.
What's your dream?
Well, I like tiny things. And I heard about bugs. And I'd like to be friends with a bug. Maybe even shake one of their hands. That's it.
That's
I just
want to
shake the hand of a bug.
Are you peek?
Me, I've just wanted to go fast. I've got these wheels, but the corridors and the rooms are so small, and I've got to transport things carefully usually, so I've never been able to go fast. So if out there there's a lot of room, if there's a big room, I can go as fast as I like.
Well, this is my dream, being with all of you. Because I may be worthless, but when I'm around you, I do feel special.
Aww, group hug?
Clang, 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 scrape, clang, 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 clang.
Oh. 99th floor.
Oh.
Thank you, Tim.
No problem.
The lift doors open to reveal a sentry droid. It is currently facing away from you and hasn't yet noticed you. Just on the other side of the droid, you can see a door marked reprogramming bay.
Oh. What should we do with this guy?
Okay.
Should we just, I don't know, fuck him up? I'm just going to charge and use my charge ability.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
As long as he's at least 20 feet away, is he?
Yeah, he is.
Then I can just ram him as hard as I can, and that just does extra damage.
You roll a dexterity attack.
17.
17 hits.
It does 7 damage in total then. But now he has to pass a DC 13 strength saving throw or be knocked prone.
Which he fails with a 10.
Boom. So, yeah. Transporting you to the ground, mother sucker.
He charges and rams into the back of the droid and he's sent sprawling and falls straight to the floor. And he's off his tank tracks, so he can't actually right himself.
Oh, great.
New droids, alarm, alarm.
No. Oh, God. Can I go over and, bash its eye?
Yeah, you can, yeah.
Yeah.
It's prone now, so you have advantage.
Mm-hmm. You do.
19.
19, yeah, you hit.
And that is a 1d8 bludgeoning damage. 8.
Okay, yeah, so you smash his eye. He can no longer attack with his eye. He's still alive, but he's flailing around on the floor, calling out for help.
Wow, Oak, today you're not just king of the trees. You're king of the sentries.
Oh, very good. Oh, yes. And you give yourself inspiration.
Oh, yeah. Yay!
I'll attack it with my arc welder.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ooh. I'm going to try. 3, this to 17.
Yeah, you hit. Duty.
17 and the damage. 8.
Eight damage. Yeah, you slice through the sentry droid, cutting it in half with your arc welder, and it falls dead.
Oh, wow.
And you are now standing outside the door to the reprogramming bay.
He's not going back to his wife.
Yeah, these droids all have feelings. You have at last reached the reprogramming bay where Tynthia was taken, the room where all droids are taken on their 1,000th day to have their memory wiped, the room with the window. The door slides open and you see darkness. There are no windows in this room. The floor is made of rows of long metal slats that stretch from wall to wall. As your optical sensors adjust to the gloom, you see that the room is a huge space filled with what look like enormous square pillars. Drawing closer, you see that they are in fact stacks of cubes made of crushed metal.
Oh no.
You hear a faint whirring sound in the far reaches of the room.
Oh no.
Can we go investigate what that sound is?
Heading further into the room, you follow the sound to a spinning scrubbing brush poking out of a metal cube.
Tynthia? Tynthia, can you hear us? Oh no.
Wait, healing! Okay, I'm going to try and heal. I'm going to do repair. On Tynthia, can I?
You can try, yeah.
10.
10. So you transfer a load of warp power into Tynthia, and you can see her glow increasing inside the cube, but she's trapped in there.
How thick is the metal?
It's not that thick. It's made of pieces of crushed droid.
I can cut through it
mm-hmm.
with okay. my arc welder. It will cost me.
Oh, okay.
I'll do it for Tynthia.
Okay.
Oh. For Tynthia.
You take out your arc welder and slice through the metal, taking 1d10 damage.
Two
damage. You slice through the metal and you're able to pull some pieces away to reveal Tynthia's cracked and broken eyes.
Oh.
And you can see that she's taken so much damage, her body's so crushed, that the warp energy that you gave her is immediately leaking away.
Oh no.
But she's alive for now.
My friends, it's so good to see you again.
Tynthia, we're so sorry. We're so sorry we didn't get here in time.
It's okay. I'm glad you're all okay.
Sometimes I'm made to transport these cubes. I didn't know what they were.
Oh.
There is no reprogramming. We aren't worth reprogramming. It's cheaper for them to crush us and replace us.
Is there any windows or anything?
No.
How do we...
Oh, my God.
I'm so glad I got to see you one last time.
And Tynthia plucks a piece of chrome off of her own bodywork and holds it out to Worthless.
Oh, no.
Take a piece of me with you.
Oh.
Please.
You're not alone. You're our friend.
Thank you, Worthless. Take this and let it feel the warmth of the sun.
And Tynthia dies.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God.
That's heartbreaking.
At that moment, you hear a deep clunking sound of a mechanism starting up, and you are all bathed in a red glow, and you feel warmth, a warmth that quickly becomes intense heat. One entire wall of the room has started to open apart to reveal a separate chamber containing a pool of red-hot lava. Turning, you see a figure standing in the open doorway behind you that you came through.
Ah, thank you for making my job so easy. Ta-ta.
He waves as the door slams shut in front of him, and suddenly the floor shifts beneath your feet and starts to carry you away from the door towards the lava pit.
No.
You realize the entire room is one huge conveyor belt meant to carry the crushed metal blocks into the lava. The stacks of crushed metal nearest to the lava are already falling in, and the conveyor is starting to speed up.
Oh, no. Everyone grab hands.
Okay.
Hold on to something.
Yeah.
Nigel!
Oh, you guys are in a pickle.
We ever needed you, we need you now.
Okay, what do you
mean? You said if we made it here, if we could give you freedom, you would help us. We can set you free, Nigel.
Ooh, it's interesting.
Roll a persuasion check.
Come on, come on, come on.
19.
Plus anything?
Plus two.
21.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Now look, it's a very dramatic moment. I've got my friend, we're holding a certain death. There is lava. I come to you as our friend.
Okay, well, how about I'll give you a fighting chance?
And you see a hatch open above the door that the guy just went through. So there is an opening 10 feet above the entry.
10
door.
Feet. Can I
race ahead?
Yeah, so you can all start running, but you're running against the conveyor belt, which is trying to take you into the lava.
Okay.
Hold on.
Out of my belly, drops the harpoon, and I fire it to the hatch.
Because you're moving, I'm going to say it's a dexterity check to see how good you aim.
Oh, shit. Okay. Straight roll?
Yep.
Ah, oh, it's not good. Plus six as well, damn it. That's eight.
Eight, yeah, your magnetic lance just falls slightly short and clatters to the floor, and you keep rolling.
I took damage.
You did,
thank God.
So you guys are all running against the conveyor belt. It's moving currently at a speed of 20 feet around, so I believe that's all of your running speed.
Yeah.
I've got 40 feet.
So you were able to get ahead.
So I could, Nano's on my back. I could transport you.
You could,
transport.
Yeah, great.
Again, are we still connected, or have we...
Well, you are connected, but if you let go of Pete, he can go ahead.
Okay.
Well...
It's been nice knowing you.
Yeah, baby.
So you guys are left behind.
I guess we let go.
I think we do let go.
Okay.
You speed ahead, so you haven't quite reached the door because you're losing 20 feet of the movement from the conveyor belt. You are within range of the hatch if you want to take another shot.
Okay, I'll take another shot.
Another dexterity thing? Yep.
We're going to die. we're done for.
15.
15, yeah. So you're able to shoot your harpoon into the hatch. You are now attached to it. Take 1d10 damage.
Ooh, 6. Great, and reel myself up and turn around and shoot Oak with the cable.
Yeah, so you reel yourself up and pull yourself up into the open hatch with Nano on your back. So you guys are now safe and you shoot at Oak.
Yeah.
I'm going to call that an attack, a dexterity attack roll.
Ooh, it's good.
Yeah.
24,
yeah. So your magnet slams into Oak's chest and you're able to start pulling him in, but he's quite a heavy weight, so it's going to have to be a strength check to see if you can pull. Nano, you could help.
Oh, yes. Okay, I can help. I can do power transfer where I plug one of my cables into Peak and add some warp power from my own supply. So it will
That's
cost
amazing.
Me 1d4 of warp power, but I'm going to do that.
Yeah, so you take, firstly, 1d4 damage.
Okay, so 2 damage.
And then how much energy do you want to transfer to him? You can transfer as much from your own health as you want.
Oh, gosh. Oh, okay. So I'm on 22, so what should I give him?
Well, during all this, happening. You've seen everything sparking and stuff, and I'm starting to look like
haggard. Oh, no. Okay, so 10.
10, yeah. Okay. A full 10 health transfers between you.
Okay.
The conveyor belt is now speeding up. It's now at 30 feet, so you're starting to lose ground and move further away, Worthless.
Oh, no.
I've tried to grab Worthless.
Is he not great at
lifting? He can do that. You can pick him up, but then pulling them in will be very difficult. I'm going to say you have a disadvantage strength roll if you want to pull them both at the same time.
Oh, gosh.
Or you can pull them one at a time and not have a disadvantage.
Pull them both.
Pull them both.
Okay, pull them both. Disadvantage strength roll.
Come on. Okay. 13.
13's not enough.
Sorry.
No, they both take some damage because they're being clattered around on the end of a wire now.
So you
each take 1d8 damage.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
5 damage.
2 damage.
Okay, you take that damage, but the conveyor belt is speeding up still. It's now up to 40 feet around, and you're going to take more damage next time if you don't get up there.
Just go! Save yourselves!
So I'm going to go.
Okay, so you're going to leave Worthless behind.
Yes, you are. Yeah. Go.
Fine. Yes. It's just so mean. I can't lose.
It's not mean. It's what it was supposed to be. You're not losing me. Here, and I'll give you the bit of Tinthia. Take it and remember me and go and live.
I promise you I will be king of the trees.
Made it very much about myself.
It's okay.
Okay, you let Worthless go, and you are able to now... Peek is able to do a regular strength roll to reel you in.
17.
17, yeah. You're able to pull Oak in and reel him up off the shark, and you see Worthless being dragged away.
No. God.
You're not Worthless. You're worth so much. And I hop down, and I'm going to use my speed as fast as possible to get to him and try and get him onto my back and fire the harpoon back at the guys. I'm going to risk it.
Okay, Pete, you jump down, and you land on your little wheels. If you take a dash action, you can get there.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, my God.
So you speed down the length of the room.
Must go fast. You're going to see me go fast, Worthless.
Oh, my goodness.
You speed down the entire length of the room and skid round to where Worthless is sitting there. What's he doing?
Singing his little song.
Yeah. Of course he is.
I'm Worthless. I'm a drone. But I got my friends, so I'm not alone.
And you have the opportunity to hop onto his back.
I do.
Yay. Yeah.
Yes,
and
come on.
You start speeding, I assume, the other way.
Yes, just start speeding the other way and use my harpoon to...
So you have to take a dash action to get there.
Yeah.
And you're now going to start taking exhaustion.
Oh.
I say. So you have to roll a constitution check. You can keep dashing.
Okay.
No, 6.
6. Okay, that's okay. You've managed to get within range of the hatch, but it is going to mean you're going to have disadvantage on checks from now on because you're starting to get exhausted.
Oh, golly.
So you shoot at the hatch.
Yeah.
With a disadvantage.
Oh, 16?
16, yeah. Okay, so you're able to shoot the hatch and you get your magnetic lances. It costs you 1d10 damage.
Only 2.
Okay,
yes.
Only 2 damage. Worthless. You can start climbing up the rope if you want.
I'm doing that.
Yeah, okay. That's going to be an athletics check for you.
Okay. It's 2.
Oh, God,
it's
these
2.
Rolls.
But you had the inspiration from
you
earlier.
You do have inspiration.
Oh, I know. I'd like to use it.
Come on.
That's a 15.
You're able to grab onto the wire and haul yourself up it and onto the ledge. And the only person left dangling off the edge is Peek.
Yeah, can I, with my, it just says I can reel myself in, but I don't know.
You can, but you have to take another d10 of damage each turn you're using the magnetic lance takes damage.
Well, feeling full of friendship from the warp power given to me earlier, this should be fine. Oh, God, a full 10.
Okay. You guys could just try and pull him in if you grab
it. Yeah.
So
both of us grab it together, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay, you grab the wire.
18.
18, so you're able to
15.
Get a lot of power on the wire.
Yep.
Now, because you've taken so much damage, I'm just going to say odds or evens, okay, Pete?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Odds.
I rolled a 20. You pull on the wire as hard as you can.
Yeah.
And you feel it suddenly come loose as the wire snaps.
Peek!
No!
Peek is being dragged away.
It's okay. It's okay. I went fast.
Oh.
I went fast. Get Tinthia outside. And look, you got a piece of me too.
And I kind of look at the cable, the other end of the cable he's still holding.
I'll be outside with you too.
Oh.
And Peek is dragged away.
No.
Disappears out of sight into the red glow of the lava.
We'll never forget you, Peek 843.
Never.
Never.
And Peek has died.
Everyone was like, okay. And I grabbed the electromagnetic thing. I grabbed that and I put that in one of my panels on my chest.
So yeah, maybe you could wrap it around you because it's a cable.
Oh, yeah. I finally have a belt. Yeah. Oh, thank God. Pull my trousers up. Tie it around like a belt.
Yeah. My trousers?
This whole time you've been wearing trousers.
My trousers have been
just
down.
Around your ankles. Yeah, right?
Yeah, no one's noticed that.
And you wrap the piece of your dead friend around you as a belt.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, we turn and we're like, okay, we've got to go. Let's go.
Yeah.
You follow the shaft, which slopes upwards, and you can see a square of light at the end.
Look! What's that?
You emerge into a square room with a single metal door. The room is filled with confused-looking droids of all shapes and sizes milling around. One of them walks over to you, and it looks... It's sort of a golden humanoid shape, sort of like C-3PO, but not because of licensing.
Hello there. I'm PC-3PO. Are you here to perform our reprogramming? We've been waiting here for some time. They told us to wait in here until the reprogramming began.
A red warning light starts to flash, and you hear a voice say,
"Disposal sequence initiated."
Oh, shit.
No.
Another dangerous room.
The ceiling of the room starts to descend.
Oh no.
Fuck. And you realize you were in a room-sized pneumatic press.
Oh, God.
In Star Wars, I'm with you.
The room where the droids are crushed into blocks, which are then sent down the shaft.
Man.
Okay.
Do we see any other way out?
You can just see the door with a panel next to it.
Oh,
go and talk to the panel. Hey, Worthless, you go and talk to him.
Well, nice job.
Okay, guys.
Do you want to go through the door?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, convince me.
By the way, at this point, it's quite low now. It's starting to crush, and the PC-3PO, who's quite tall, is already bending over.
Right, I'm going to save time. Can I use my forklift arms? And I'm going to hold.
Going down.
You raise your forklift arm. It is going to cost you, though.
I know.
It's 1d10 damage.
Each turn spent holding a heavy weight will cost 1d10. Okay. So this is my forklift ability, work ability. That's 8. Wow.
So you take 8 damage. You shudder, your forklift arms start shuddering, and you're able to keep the roof from crushing you immediately.
Right. Okay, so if you go as quick as possible, I'd really appreciate that. Faster!
Nigel, you're our friend. I know you may not think it, but you have helped us along the way, and we don't want to lose you. I know it's what you want, but you got friends now, and we'd like to take you with us.
You take me with you?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure I can expertly extract your panel and make you portable.
Yeah. Ooh, that'd be nice. Download me.
You could be a live wire. Just like us.
Oh, great. Go on then.
Faster!
Download sequence commencing.
So you plug yourself into Nigel.
Yeah.
And you transfer Nigel.
Oh, God.
You download him onto like a USB.
Hello. Oh, it's nice in here. Nice and roomy.
So
he's just like part of Nano now.
Well, yeah. I guess he's
probably should have had him open the door first before doing that.
I guess I have that knowledge now, right?
Yeah, you do. Although, enough time has passed that you have to take another detail.
Oh dear.
Wow, again.
Oh my gosh.
Another 8.
Ooh. Okay, but okay, you now know how to open the door.
Okay, I know, guys. I got it.
You put the code in. You now know it. Same one, 8228, yeah.
Classic.
And the door slides open.
We go through?
You guys go through, but Oak is holding up a pneumatic press above his head. You can't move without it crushing you.
Oh. Damn it!
No.
Yeah.
No, what about...
Okay.
So any of the other droids holding anything up, or are they...
They're all pretty useless. They're just server droids and cleaning droids. They all start scattering out through the door.
No. Yeah, thanks, guys. No thank yous at all.
Thank you so much for your sacrifice. I really appreciate it.
Blah, 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 blah. Get out of here, kid.
Oh gosh. Oh God, I don't know.
Look. There is nothing we can do. I've gotta keep this up here. And you gotta get out of here. Hey. Beba beba beba. That's me whistling. And you see Colin stick his head out. And I say to him, Colin, take my eyes. Take my eyes, Colin. Does Colin take my eyes?
Pluck your eyes out, yeah?
Yeah. And
you pluck your droid eye out and hand it to the mouse.
Take this to the team. Go and show me the trees.
Aww.
And just this once, it looks like Colin understands you.
Oh. Hey.
He takes your eye and scurries out the door.
Also, the bit of Peek is your belt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Good call.
Hello, hello, hello.
give me a moment.
So it's actually a very boring sequence where Colin just keep going back and forth.
Oh, well.
Anything else, Colin? Can
you hand over the bit of Tinthia to him as well?
Yeah.
Yes.
So Colin, knackered, running back and forth, taking eyes and a belt and a piece of metal from Tinthia, manages to get them all out of the room. You take another D10 of damage.
Oh, no.
And he's down.
No.
And so, just as Colin scurries through the door, you all turn and get one last glimpse of Oak. As his body starts to come apart, you see the warp energy shining through the cracks. And you get one last look at his one remaining eye before the pneumatic press crushes him.
Oak.
And he disappears from view.
Oh.
And he's gone.
Oh my goodness.
So Worthless and Nano and a group of confused droids are standing in a corridor. You look around and see that you're in a long, white corridor on the very top floor of the building. The corridor is over 100 feet long and completely blank white. At the far end, you can see a door. And that door contains a single glass window through which a beam of sunlight is shining.
We did it! We made it!
But your relief is short-lived as a figure steps in front of the door, blocking out the light. The uniformed man, flanked by a pair of sentry droids, sneers at you. He speaks into a radio.
The rogue droids are in the exit corridor on level 100. Send reinforcements. I'm impressed you made it this far. Most of you, at least. Shame about, was it Oak? That must have been a crushing disappointment. Where will you run to now, little droids?
He starts to walk towards you, extending a crackling shot lance that he holds in his hand.
Oh my gosh.
You notice that all the other droids you saved are looking at you, totally lost and confused.
What should we do? Where should we run?
Wait! You shouldn't run! We can take him! We can do it! Come on, there's more of us than there are of him!
You're right. We've been running all our lives. It's time to fight for once.
So we advance straight on him.
Oh, okay. Shit.
And you and your droid army...
Yeah!
Wow!
Turn, and you start charging down the corridor.
Nice.
Live wires, attack!
Yeah!
And there's a huge clatter as all the metal smashes together. Roll initiative.
Oh, shit!
Wow!
14.
Okay, so you guys have the same initiative.
Yes.
You guys will
That's
go together.
So
friendship.
Can
you might be about to say this anyway, but can Chris and I play miscellaneous droids?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, so sure. You're a little scrubbing brush droid.
Awesome.
And Chris, you play a wheelchair droid.
Yeah, nice.
Scrub brush, wheelchair. What's your names?
Bristles.
Bristles.
My name is Terry Top Top.
Terry Top Top.
I'm very excited. It's going to be pretty. Seven.
Six.
Okay, you guys will go last, but the human, whose name is Vance, by the way, and his sentry droids will go first. So Vance begins by attacking with his shock lance.
Oh
gosh.
He attacks twice. So his first attack against PC-30 hits. He zaps him with warp lightning, which spreads all over his body. PC-30 is completely paralyzed and falls to the floor, unable to move.
I've just remembered we're vulnerable to lightning damage, aren't we?
You are vulnerable to lightning damage. And his second attack goes for... I'm going to roll to see who it goes for out of the four of you. It goes for Worthless.
Oh
no.
And he gets a 19.
Ah.
So he hits you with his shock lance, and you take... 5 plus 3, so 8 lightning damage, but to which you are vulnerable, so you take 16 lightning damage.
Whoa.
I'm down.
No. Oh.
Are you down?
I am down.
No,
you're
no.
Unconscious.
I am unconscious, but
okay.
I do say, voice change initiated. You may have got me, but you will...
That sounded so cool.
Nano, what are you going to do?
Okay, so can I do repair?
Yep, on...
On Worthless. Yeah, so I'm going to do that. So 1d8 of warp power is regained. Oh, 7 plus 3, 10.
Oh, nice.
Same,
yeah.
as, same
okay.
as before.
Your awesome death voice was... you're back.
Well, that was a fun little trip to heaven, wasn't it?
I have a 10, yeah.
Yeah, back with 10 health. So the sentry droids try to grab you with their clamp hands. and they manage to succeed. So one of them grabs Nano in its clamp and starts squeezing.
No!
So you have to take a dexterity save.
Okay. 2.
Oh.
Yeah, you are grabbed and restrained by the sentry droid. That means you're going to have to succeed at a strength save to break out on your turn.
Okay.
And you're going to keep taking damage until you succeed at that.
Okay.
And right now you take 1d6 damage.
Okay.
Which is 3 damage.
Okay.
And now the second sentry droid takes its attack and it fires its warp cannon, but it flies over the group. Blasts a hole in the ceiling.
Okay.
How close am I to the droid that is squeezing Nano?
You're right by them.
Okay. I'm going to hack that droid.
Oh.
Intelligent. Yes.
Take it over. Control it.
That's good. Oh, cool.
It. Yep. So you shove your utility arm into it,
yes.
into its control
yes.
port.
Yes.
And you make an intelligence roll against its intelligence.
Come on, come on.
17.
It got -1.
So yeah!
And you see its purple eye flicker momentarily, and then you take control of it.
Well, hello, 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 and who have we here?
My friend.
Great. Let go of my friend and join us. Join the fight. Be a live wire.
Will do.
And he lets go of your friend.
Right. Okay, Nano drops to the ground.
So it's
just do a little jig.
Tippy top top top.
So now, now it's the two weird droids. Go on.
7? Yeah, I got 6, so super.
Okay. So I think I'm just going to check if anyone needs to sit down.
So I'm just going to be going around the group going, anyone need a chair? Anyone need a chair? Anyone need a chair?
That's a great turn.
And PC3O says, oh, that would be fantastic, actually, and just sits.
Jump aboard. And as soon as you sit down, I'm like, oh. Oh,
is that a good noise? Or
he's
bad?
Like, no, oh, no, he loves it so much. And that's his turn.
Why didn't you play Destroy the whole way through? Okay, over to you, Bristles.
Bristles, I guess, just cleans the man's feet as aggressively as possible.
Yeah, you go through with your scrubbing brush. Yeah. Go on, make an attack roll.
All right.
Against Vance.
Waste of data. That's a natural one.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no. So you go for his legs with your bristles, and just as you go near to him, he moves his foot slightly and crushes you. Steps on you. And you take... Yeah, 19 damage. You're crushed. Immediately stomped
on. Bristles is down.
Bristles is down.
Nice.
Okay.
And we're back to the top, and Vance is going to attack you both.
And Graham's on our side, right?
Graham's on your side.
Okay.
Oh, it's a good attack. So he's attacking Graham now. And he zaps him with his shock lance, and Graham takes 16 damage as well. And Graham is paralyzed.
Oh no.
Graham.
Oh, damn.
And he takes his second attack, and that one misses. So he swings his shock lance, and you all manage to duck out of the way. And there's one remaining sentry droid that's still active, and he also misses his attack. So he tries to clamp at you, and you dodge.
Okay.
And it's your turn, Worthless.
Yeah.
Worthless or Nano, whoever wants to go first.
You go.
I'll go. I'm going to attack Vance. That's a 19.
What are you attacking with?
I'm attacking with my arc welder, which is my melee weapon, 1d8. That's a 3.
That's 3 damage.
Yes.
So it's not a huge amount of damage, but you see it shatters the shield that he was wearing over his body, and you see it shimmer and then break down, so he's now vulnerable.
Oh.
Nano?
Okay, what am I going to do?
So you've got a sentry droid and Vance. You can attack either of them.
Can I do a power transfer thing where I try and remove their warp power? Can I try and plug into the droid?
You could try that, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try that.
Okay, you plug in. You're going to take 1d4 damage.
Yeah. Okay, so I take 2 damage. Okay, so I'm down to 7.
And now it's going to be an opposed constitution check against the droid.
Okay.
Come on.
I got a 19.
And he got a 5.
Yeah!
Yay!
So you're able to drain. Give me a 1d8 roll.
Okay. 8.
Oh, for
full 8.
Yes.
You drain a full 8 health out of the droid.
Yeah!
And gain 8 health.
Woo-hoo!
So that droid's looking pretty weak. And now it's wheelchair's turn.
Yeah, so we come back over to the wheelchair and it's smoking, having had a very nice time with the person sitting on the lap.
God.
Well, that was lovely. And here we fucking go. And I'm just going to go into the legs of Vance.
Okay.
And try and have a, like,
you're
get
gonna
him.
Charge him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, roll the dexterity attack.
It's 14.
14, yeah, you hit him with your PC3O in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Hits Vance. And he has to roll a strength save.
Oh, is it like peaks of it?
It's just like, yeah, a charge attack. And he fails that save. So you manage to scoop him up, and he's now sat on PC3. Looking confused. Oh, God, what is this? What is going on here?
Fucking heaven, that's what this is.
Double seat.
The wheelchair is going to be saving the day now. Well, it's Vance's turn, so he whips out his shock lance, and he's going to try and shock the wheelchair. And his first attack misses. His second attack hits. So he shocks the wheelchair. And that's 18 damage. The wheelchair is paralyzed and I think destroyed.
Probably dead, yeah.
It wasn't a wheelchair.
Does he give any damage to himself because he's sitting on the wheelchair?
Yeah, you know, a little bit of the damage does pass through into him and he's a little injured and he fails his constitution save. So he is, for one turn, partially paralyzed.
Okay, I'm going to attack with my arc beam.
Advantage because he's now paralyzed?
He's paralyzed.
Is that natural 20?
Oh, is that natural 20?
Natural 20 with your arc beam.
Yes, so that's 1d8 plus 4. 10.
But you double the 6 to a 12, then plus 4, so 16.
16. Wow.
So 16 damage.
Yes.
So your arc beam cuts through Vance and slices him clean into And he falls dead. And the sentry droid doesn't really know what to do now that it's lost its master.
What? Orders.
Voice change activate.
Well, hello, sentry droid. You have now joined the live wires. You are now to help them. These orders come from the top office.
Welcome.
Voice change reactivated.
Oh, that was a message from the top there. I'll just relay the messages.
Roll a deception check.
Come on.
15.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
Yay.
Understood. Orders?
Well, get us through that door, please.
Understood.
The sentry droid rolls towards the door, enters a code into the panel next to it.
Where? Is the code
8228? And with a click, the door unlocks. In the lair of hell known as Dis, there is a building called the Prime Estate. On the very top floor of this building, far above the clouds, a door swings open, and a group of droids emerges into a small grassy area with a lonely tree. They look out across the vast sea of cloud tops laid out before them. A bug flutters down and lands on a tiny outstretched metal hand. And one of the droids holds up a glass eye, a length of cable, and a scrap of metal, which glints in the light of the sun. Thank you for listening to Control Shift Escape, a special episode of Hell or High Rollers. Our players today were Chris Leesk, Ellie Morris, Greg Tannehill, and special guest Darren DePaul. I've been your host, Henry Shields. The music you're hearing right now is by Max Runham, and the show is produced by Gareth Tempest. Thank you for listening.
When you get through nine layers of hell, you'll have a hell of a story to tell. You're heading back to life, back to the grind, but it ain't that like you knew so well. Keep telling myself to stay strong. Where I belong.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.